I hope everybody's there and you can see me, and welcome to live TV. This is why I'm not a TV minister. So can everybody see and hear me? If you can, text me yes real quick, and I'm going to go down through here and see. Good morning to y'all, to Candy and Robert and Amber and Gary and Jack and Philip and Becky, and it just keeps on going. Curtis, my son's here. Oh, my lands. It's just coming across. Edward, Esther, Monica, April from Dallas. Okay, Jane. Thank you. This is my penthouse, so welcome. This is the Texas Medical Center. It's foggy today. So just a few hours ago, you couldn't see outside the window. It was just like a cloud had dropped in on all the buildings. But it's so strange because as you look out here, you used to be able to look out and see on Sunday morning. Well, I'm not here this time on Sunday morning, but most every day you look out, you see a lot of traffic. It's a ghost town. There's only one or two cars driving up and down, and it seems like that has been the times right now that everything's kind of slowing down. So, okay, I think we're up and running. What I would like for you to do, because I mentioned this in the email, and I hope I didn't, I hope I didn't get too wordy in the email, but I wanted to try to get this to be somewhat interactive. And the only way I knew to do that was to give out my cell phone number. And several people have texted me since I did that and say, are you crazy? Well, I give it out to everybody else on the radio show, to the world. So y'all should have it too. But if you want to, go ahead and type in the 832-396-6525 and have it ready to go, okay? Because I'm going to be asking you some questions. And first thing, right now, I want to kind of go back down through here. Michael's still saying he can't no computer, but just hit refresh, Michael. That may do it. Jim and Dot, Susan Park. Okay, wow, this is great. There's some people online right now watching and attending our church that sometimes don't have the ability to be able to be there on Sunday morning. So I can see on the positive side of this that the homebound people, that the people that just aren't able to get out, like Charlie and Karen, people like that, that can actually be part of the church service now, even though this isn't the normal place we have church. So I'm trying to look at the positive side of this as much as we can. And the reason I'm using BBS radio is because I know this works, even though we had a little hiccup at the beginning. But there's so many people and companies and emails and texts that I'm getting that are trying to monopolize on these states and our nation that is being shut down. And they know that we're at need. I didn't want to act abruptly and make the wrong decision. I know Doug and Don Newsom that own BBS Radio and TV, and they've been just good, honest, pure people with me. And I wanted to keep doing relationships with them because I know it works. And it's easy. It's simple. And we may expand this. If this goes well today, I have no problem having y'all join in Wednesday night. And we'll let you know. Maybe you can text me here when I ask you a question, throw me out a text, and about that a little bit later on. First of all, just welcome you. But I want to talk about some prayer requests. So right now, as I'm looking down, we got Brett in Santa Monica, California. So Brett, welcome. I got a call just a while ago from Hawaii. I don't know who's in Hawaii, but I wish they would have told me when I picked up the phone, they hung up. If you can text me right now, everybody else just stop texting for a second. But if you can text me if there's any prayer request, and you don't have to go into detail because you're just going to want a short text. But I want to put those out as we try to meet together. If you can see those, send those to me. I would appreciate it. I have some here that I want to read to you. Feel free to go ahead and text those prayer requests right now before we have prayer. Walter Hebert was in the hospital at Memorial Southeast. I don't know if he's out or not. I do know that I tried calling him several times, him and Debbie both, and I'm getting busy signals. I don't know what's going on there. But pray for Walter. He's having problems with his back. And Amber Mann, Esther sent out an email last night to the entire church body. Amber Mann's stepdad's mom, Martha, has ovarian cancer. So we want you to remember Martha. We also want you to remember always Jesse Outlaw, Charlie and Karen. Also want you to remember Charlie Ernst. He's having issues with his liver. And I want, if there's anybody else right now, feel free to, oh, this is great. Feel free to text me so I can read those to you. I would appreciate that. And we're going to have a moment of prayer just after I give you all enough time to get those texts across. I know Esther has been working really hard on the newsletter to get that out on Wednesdays, although this week it was Thursday, that has a very good comprehensive list. But I wanted to make sure you knew about Martha, Charlie Ernst, and Walter Hebert for sure. Okay, doesn't look like I'm getting anybody else right now, so I want to open up with the word of prayer. So if you will, just while you're in your home, I know this is something I don't think I've ever done before, so I just ask that you just bow your head, let's have a word of prayer, and then we're going to get going here pretty quick. Dear Lord, we just want to come to you and thank you for technology. I'm amazed at what we can do, how these video and sound and audio waves travel across the atmosphere, and somehow it could be narrowed down to come to my little screen on my computer in my home. I'm amazed at that, Lord. We just ask that all the ones that have been mentioned this morning that's on the prayer list that Esther sent out, but Martha with battling ovarian cancer, we want to lift her up, and all of Amber's family. Lord, we want to lift up Charlie and Karen in a special way. Be with them and continue to let them know we miss them. Let them feel your presence right now. Lord, I want to lift up Charlie Ernst and Debbie. And Lord, just be with him. It seems like things have just been one after another. And we just ask that you touch his liver. Lord, be with Jesse. Whatever's going on with him, with the test being able to happen and not be able to happen, and all of that, the clinical trials and all that stuff, Lord, we just turn that over to you. Whatever's going on with Walter, if he's at home, Lord, we ask that you give him your peace. If he's at the hospital, give him your safety and presence. But Lord, just be with him and touch him. All the other folks, Lord, that's in our family, the ones that we somehow, sometimes they get on the outskirts and we kind of miss talking to them and reaching out to them. Lord, we just want to lift them all up to you, our entire church family, our nation and this world to you. And whatever's going on in the wickedness and the madness and the craziness of what's happening every single day, may, Lord, we have the calmness and the strength of knowing everything is grounded and founded on you and your word. There's no doubt about that. Our faith is strong. Be with us, be with our church, be with those that we lifted up. We just ask that this next few minutes, Lord, can be lifting up to you, and all praise that is gathered in this may just go to you. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you for praying with me on that. Okay, we're making sure got several other people. President Trump, our country, absolutely. So we want to lift them up all the time. And this is not a Republican Democrat situation. This is a world situation. And I kind of want to let you know, I get probably 6 to 8 updates from all the different hospitals that I'm affiliated with through paperwork and hiring, credentialing, and all that kind of stuff. And they all send out their own COVID-19 updates. And we'll let you know, there are a few positive things going on in the world. So don't think everything is bleak right now. You know, China closed down supposedly its last coronavirus temporary hospital because their new cases has fallen so low. Of the 80,000 people sick from COVID-19 in China, more than 70% of them recovered and had all been discharged from the hospital. Doctors in India, France, and even the United States are successfully treating COVID-19 with a combination of the anti-malaria and some other drugs that they're discovering has the impact to being able to handle some of this. I'm seeing what else is down here. Scientists in Israel are expected to announce the development in the coronavirus vaccine. That's going to be coming out very soon. We have vaccination trials on their way right now, and I know especially in Seattle, they are out. The Japanese flu drug has proven also to be effective in treating COVID-19. So there's some positive things happening. And I have not been on the TV this morning. I've been trying to focus on this, but it's not all bleak. And I really believe on the other side of this, we're going to come out stronger than what we've ever been. Yeah, it's going to take a hit. I don't think, even with the people at my office at Baylor College of Medicine, I don't think our work's going to look the same. Tomorrow morning, majority of my staff is working from home. That's never happened since I've been there. Going to be a different way of doing business. I think that's going to be that way for quite a while. I think what I'm hoping doesn't happen is a shelter in place declaration in the state of Texas or in Houston. I've heard that rumor around the hospital. It's called shelter in place. I was just talking to Don because BBS Radio and TV is home. Originates in California. I was asking him while we were trying to get up and running this morning what was going on there, and they have been, their entire state has been declared shelter in place. And basically what that means is you're asked not to leave your place of residence unless it's an emergency or you're going for supplies for food. It's a different world. Now, in that case, I think what we're doing with the church, the way we're doing it is better now than what it will be, because you're even going to be prevented of having your home team gather at the church and have the worship band play, have the Sunday school teacher stand up and talk, have the preacher preach, and then the worship band. They're going to, in California, they're banning all that. So they're literally videotaping one section, they're videotaping, and then they're splicing and editing it all together. So I hope that doesn't happen, but if it does, we'll deal with it. But this is the way we're going to be doing church at least the next couple of weeks. I deliberately didn't put anything in this last newsletter about money because I don't want to make it look like all we want to do is pay our bills and keep the lights on. That's not what our church is about. Although we're in the middle of a church construction project, we all know that. We all know the cost of that has escalated and the timing of it has elongated. But I didn't want it to look or be perceived that all we're after is all we have to meet so we can get your money. God's going to take care of the money. God has this all under control. We just have to be obedient. And I think right now, what I'm going to talk to you about this morning is a couple things that I'm really excited about, but I think right now it's time for the church to be the church. I think we really need to rally around and love each other like our church loves each other so much anyway, but like some people have never experienced love before. And I've been thinking about this and praying about this, so I want y'all to get ready to text me, to let me know if you want to be involved in this. But the first thing I want to kind of just let you know what I'm working on. And I'm hoping, I hope you have the church staff on. Glenna, I know, is a member of another church, so she may be watching her own church service, which I would not blame her. I hope our deacons are here. We've also offered this up to the teachers and the parents of our school, both schools. We're in this together. We're all family. The first thing I really want to implement and try to organize, and I want to know if you are interested in being part of the organization and being on this team, is the thing that the ministry that I'm going to just simply call it Faith Spring Care Team, the Faith Springs Care Team. And in that, I want us to be able to have as many people as wants to be involved, to be able to go out into the community when the need is there and bring people supplies, bring people food, bring people toilet paper, bring people whatever they need. Some people can't get out. Some people have no business getting out. So this is the time for the church to do it. And I'm really looking at this as being something that may continue on after this is over. This isn't just going to be a temporary fix. I really want this to be something. If you have a need, I want to get and organize a group of people that wants to help. And they say, hey, I need some food. I need this. I need this, but I can't get out. My daughter's sick that normally runs me to the doctor. She can't do it today. I need somebody to run me to the doctor. We have a lot of people that do this already, but it's not organized. And I want to get a team together that has the heart for that kind of ministry. So if you are interested, and I need to know your name, because I'm just getting phone numbers on most of my texts, unless I've texted you before you text me. So if you can put your name, for instance, Jack Manley, and just put care team. If you're interested in doing that, just text me right now, care team, in your name, so I know that you're going to be one of the people that I reach out to you early this week to get together and probably do a conference call like this on video, on a webcast, where we can all get together and talk and get all of your ideas and thoughts. So if you're interested in doing that, kick those through, and I'm watching those come through now. So go ahead and hit send and send it to. If you're interested in being part of that ministry team, that would be awesome. Now, if you have a need, I want you to type your name and the need that you have. And you don't have to get specific right now. You can just say, I have some needs, and we will get back with you. But sometimes by the, you know, if you, for instance, if you call the church office and the church office folks aren't there, the hours are limited right now. And it wouldn't surprise me if Jack doesn't just say, hey, guys, you need to be working from home during this time, too. Everybody else is. I want to make sure that if you have a need, that you have a way to get that need out. So if you're interested in that, kick that to me, too. I have a need and what that need is, and we'll get back with you on that. Now, another ministry that I want to get going, and we have this per se. A lot of people do this. Annie does this like crazy. Jean does this. Doris Allen did this very well. And Gwen and Joyce does this. And so many other people that I don't even know. But a call team. And I wanted to get out a Faith Springs Connect team. And if you want to be on the Connect team, basically what this is going to do, even though the deacons were working on trying to split up to have deacon families, I want to have people to be able to reach out to everybody in our church. And that's a lot of people, not just one person I want doing this. I want to have a contact team, a call team. And you've had this in the past, in the 60s and the 70s, when the church was in thousands. And so some of you know how to do this in a very organized and probably more better way than what I know how to do it. But if you're interested in being on the call team or the contact team, text me that also. And that would be simply you calling a group of people once a week just to find out if they're okay, if they have anything they need help with, if they're doing okay, how they feeling, how's everything going. The anxiety and the stress of what is happening in our country right now, especially if you live alone, can be overwhelming. So if you're interested in the care team or the call team or the contact team, just text me, let me know. And when this is over, I'm getting a lot of texts, which is good. You guys are awesome. I will go through every one of these, write your name down, and then we're going to get back with you later on, hopefully early part of this week. That's the two things that I want to share with you this morning, besides just what I think, what word from the Lord that we need to rally around and depend on. This time in our world, I don't think our country and our world's ever going to be the same. Not to scare you, but to encourage you. I don't believe our church will ever be the same. I think right now, this will make or break a lot of church families. Unfortunately, I think there's going to be a lot of smaller churches that go under. There's going to be a lot of mom and pop shops that close. There's going to be a lot of privately owned restaurants that won't be able to handle this. Things may look different on the other side. So we need to make sure that we have everything in place as a church body to be able to draw closer together and lean on each other through this stressful time instead of leaning away and trying to do it on our own. Because, folks, alone, this isn't going to work. It's only going to work when we do this together. And I really believe that our church will be a bigger, closer, more loving, and the community is going to sit back and go, wait, they're doing what? They're doing what? They're taking people supplies to their homes, and you know, we can even drop it at the doorstep and knock on the door and run away, so there's no contact at all with the person that you know. There's all kinds of different ways to do this. So I really think this is just going to be an awesome approach for us to take church now instead of, hey, y'all, come to church. And if you're not here, we'll see you next week or maybe 6 weeks later. Some of you, and I'm not knocking anybody, some of you that have texted me haven't been in our church building in months. And to me, you're in our church building now because we're connecting. So this is a different world now. And I think it's going to be that way. So hang with me. I think on the other side of this, we're going to be stronger, better, bigger. We'll be able to reach out in a different way. And I don't want to let too many worms out of the can because I know lots of things are so fluid right now. I don't know if I'm going to work tomorrow. I'm assuming, but all it's going to take is an email or a declaration from the governor of Texas or Dr. Belford to call me and say, hey, no. So I can't depend on anything. I have to take it literally moment by moment. But I really believe as a church, this is going to be, and we can huddle up, this is going to be the time that finally we get to take the church to a level of small groups. And I truly believe small groups is the way church is designed by God himself to work. And we won't go into that too much, but I think after we learn how to do this, small groups is going to be the outcome of this, and it's going to be awesome. And small groups is the place where you can have fellowship with one another. You get to connect with one another once a week in their own homes. You get to have that personal Bible study. It's different than Sunday school. It's different than Wednesday night. It's different than the women's Bible study on Fridays. It's different than BSF. It's a small group of 8 to 12 to 15 people that become intimately together with their spirits. And they lean and trust and share and just grow together. And that's what I really am hoping that comes out of this in the long run. Now, if you want to, grab your Bibles, and I hope you have your Bibles. I'm still, the texts are just coming through. Thank you for that. I'm reading those. So while you're grabbing your Bible, I'm going to keep scanning through these. Look at this. I don't know if you can see it or not, but it just goes on and on and on and on and on. And just people are just texting me like crazy. This is awesome. Before we go to the sermon, how many of you would be in favor of Wednesday night going to this video platform like we're doing right now? I would email you out the Bible study notes, and then 6:30 on Wednesday nights, you do the same thing you did this morning. You hit that little button. I go, hey, here I am. How many of you would be interested in that? If you are, put yes Wednesday night or yes Wednesday or whatever, so I know that. Text that to me so I can kind of go through. If several of you do, then I will let you know in an email this week that Wednesday night we will be right here from my home and your home. We will be meeting together. I think Philip and Monica are getting ready to do some things via this too. They contacted me this morning, so that's going to be exciting. They did want me to let you know that the reading through the Bible is still right on track. So this is going to be a good thing. So if you're interested in Wednesday nights on video, let me know that too. All right. Get your Bibles out. And if you would, turn to Psalm 23. And this is just going to be really quick. You don't even need to turn there because you know this by heart. That first verse in Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." In other words, God will take care of our needs. I shall not want. Okay? You jump down three more verses to verse 4. It says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Right now, we're going through a valley, but we're going through that valley. The death in this virus is a lot more than the flu virus, several times more than the flu virus, and a lot of people worry about this, but I want to let you know God's going to get us through this, and I'm assured of that. In Scripture, in 2 Corinthians, turn to this one, because I want you to see this one in your version, 2 Corinthians 1:7. Find that in your Bible. We'll take a drink of Diet Mountain Dew this morning. We got about 25 minutes, so we're doing good. 2 Corinthians 1:7 goes like this. "And our hope for you is firm, because we know that just as you share in our sufferings, you'll also share in God's comfort." Now, there's three phrases there, and I hope your version has these broke out to where you can underline them or circle them. But there's three little phrases there I want you to see and note. Our hope. I want you to circle that. So our hope today, our hope for next week, our hope for the end of this is the next two words. Is firm. Our hope is firm. And then the next three words I want you to circle is because we know. Now, all of that is based on the government. Thanks for playing. No way. Your job. No way. And don't even think about the stock market right now. I'm tired of looking. You with me? That's depressing right now. But it's going to come back. I think even stronger. Our hope is firm because of Christ, because of God, because of His Word. That's where it begins. That's where it ends. It's all on Him. The hope is found in Him. I'm getting excited. I'm going to want to stand up and start preaching, but I'm going to try to stay here on my piano bench. But our hope's found in Him. That's where it all is. So before we get into these little things, I just want you to remember, I want you to see that no matter what crisis is going on in your life, and Amber, whatever was going on with your prayer request with Martha, I want to encourage you right now, you and your husband and your precious children need to trust in him to get you through this crisis, to get you through whatever she's dealing with the cancer. Charlie and Karen, same with you all. And I know you have that faith, but don't put it on anything else. It's found only in him. And I know that because that's what that scripture says. Our hope is firm, because we know who it's built on, who it relies on. And that's God himself. That's Jesus Christ himself. That's the Holy Spirit himself and the Word of God. All of that together gives us that foundation that all of our life can be built on. No doubt about it. Now write these down. I want you to remember a couple things during all of this time. Number one, and please note this, remember this, that not everything you hear is true. I encourage those folks that are working from home, don't watch the news 24/7. I'm amazed at being in a meeting, hearing the facts from a meeting, getting up and walking out into the hallway of a meeting, and people talking about different facts that we just received inside on the other side of the door, and they manipulated them. That is absolutely wrong. Absolutely wrong. Now, several people are saying, Don, that my video got overtaken. I think if you just listen to the radio, there's another radio show coming on, but the video should be up and running.
Correct.
I'm going to keep going, right?
Correct. Yes, you're okay, correct. So, video's going beautifully. Just had a new show.
Good. I'm just going to keep on going. This may be, they may need to refresh and click back in. Because they're saying the 11 o'clock show took over. So not everything you hear is true. There's a verse in Proverbs 14:15 that says, and this is the Message version, so it's going to be kind of expanded. The gullible believe anything they're told, but the prudent sift and weigh every word. And I want to let you know, nothing disturbs me more than when President Trump or anybody else and all these doctors that he has on his coronavirus team, and they're sitting up there and they say their thing, and then it breaks and goes back to the newscaster. The newscaster has another medical doctor there and goes, everything they just said is wrong. There's a Greek word for that. Baloney. No way. Don't be falling into all of the traps. Everything that you hear is not true right now. So just be calm, be safe, and don't allow yourself a filter every now and then. Allow yourself a break from all of the junk that's out there. And don't fall for all of the stuff. Proverbs 13:16, the prudent man always acts out of knowledge, out of wisdom, out of truth. And don't respond to just everything out there, because there's a lot of bad information going on. And I also want to let you know that don't be gullible enough to fall into some of the traps that's going to be taking place in the world now and in the weeks to come, of people that's going to come by and try to sell you things or over the internet and things of that, or be careful. But the second thing is, this is going to pass. This is going to go away. This isn't going to be something that lasts forever. They're going to figure it out. They're going to solve it. And I really believe on the other side of this, we're going to see the way we handle flu, the way we do medicine. Just this week, for example, I know I'm my time's running down, but just this week, Monday, I believe it was Monday, I got an order to get 22 doctors telemedicine privileges, where you can actually do this with your patient while you're at home with the doctor on the other end. I did this the other day. It was wonderful. Monday 22. The next day, after I said, hey, it's done, here you go, they all have privileges, my boss looks at me and goes, okay, sorry to tell you this, Greg, but every single doctor, nurse practitioner, and certified nurse midwife in our building in Baylor College of Medicine and Texas Children's Hospital needs these privileges now. So immediately, that went from 22 to 28 to well over 100 that I had to immediately put on telemedicine, because they're realizing this is going to be the way the world's going to work now. And that's going to be a wonderful thing. You won't have to come down here and pay $12 to park. You'll be able to do it right online and talk for those things and those illnesses that can be handled. So this is going to pass. And I think if we can learn from this, it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful thing. And I think our country is going to have a better approach to medicine than what we've ever had. It's really going to strengthen a lot of things if you just hang with me. 1 Peter 4:12, it says, dear friends, don't be surprised or don't be shocked when you go through these painful trials and fiery tests in your life. We shouldn't be shocked that we're going through another one of these. We shouldn't, although that nothing has looked like this before, but we shouldn't be surprised, because the Bible's telling us we live in a broken world. Things are going to be broken all the time. Sin breaks everything on this earth. Isaiah 24, verse 5, says the earth suffers for the sins of the people. Then jump down 14 verses to verse 19. The earth suffers for the sins of its people, for they have twisted the instructions of God, violated his laws, and broken his covenants. Therefore, the earth has broken down and utterly collapsed. That's not from this week's Houston Chronicle. That's from the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 24, 19. So don't be shocked when we see these things happening. It's going to happen. Let's just keep going. Go. I have a lot of other things. Second Corinthians 4, 17 and 18 goes like this. 2 Corinthians 4, 17 and 18. Our temporary and momentary tribulation or troubles will not last, but they are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we focus not on what is seen, the problem around us. We focus on what is unseen, how we're going to get past it, how it's going to give God glory, how we're going to be stronger from this, and God's going to strengthen us, and we're going to have to depend on him more. It's going to be a beautiful thing on the other side. Another one. Remember that no matter what I go through, God's with me. No matter what's going on in your life right now, I don't want you to feel alone. And hopefully we're going to get some people to call you. And if you haven't been called in years, if you haven't been reached out to as a church in years, first of all, I want to say I'm sorry. And I mean that. We should have done better. But I also want to let you know that if you said, hey, I need a touch, I need help, we're going to respond to that and we're going to be there. But God's with you no matter what. Please don't depend on me to be the only one to get you through this. I'll let you down. Don't depend on Esther to be there to answer the phone every time you call, because there'll be times she's not there. Don't be depending on Jack to respond to an email when you emailed him right away. Don't depend on that. Yeah, hope for that, but depend on God. God is always going to be there. God is the one thing that no matter what happens in this world, he's going to get you through this and be with you through it all. And I promise you that. It's always going to be that way. Okay, wonderful. Boy, my texts are just going crazy. Another thing. Remember, and I love this, this isn't the final chapter of the story. I've heard several people say, oh, rapture's around the corner, and it very well may be. I don't know who I was talking to the other day. It was just yesterday, I believe. This is, the world is being set up right now in a perfect environment that all it would take is for one person to stand up and go, I have the answer. And if the answer works, we have an antichrist that could be able to take over and in reign. So we could be that close to the end, but maybe not. So we have to assume we're going to keep on keeping on. But this isn't the end of the story. In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 8 and 9, we often suffer, and we use this verse last Sunday, but we're never completely crushed. We, even when we don't know what to do, we never give up. In times of trouble, God is with us. And when you're knocked down, we get up again because we know. And it just goes on and on. And jump down to verse 14. That's another awesome verse in that. So 2 Corinthians 4, 8, and 9 and verse 14. Revelations 21, 4 goes like this. Then God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death. There'll be no more mourning, no more crying, no more pain, for the old order of things is going to pass away. That's what we have to look forward to in the future. This isn't the end of the story. Don't forget that. There's a whole bunch of story left. I wish I could get into that more, but I can't. But this isn't the end of the story. Another thing that I want to talk about, we've already talked about it, and I think I'm going to close out with this, is that God wants to use the things that we are experiencing in our lives, in our world, in our church, with what you're going through right now. You're going through this to ultimately help other people. I found a purpose in life when I have turned things that's happened in my life around and pointed it to help others. So no matter what we're going through, on the other side of this, and even through it, we need to reach out and start helping people. And that's really why I want to start these ministry teams as quickly as I can, because the need is now. And realize, and let you realize, that that's our destiny. I don't think, I don't think that the government is responsible for taking care of us. Hey, if y'all get $1,000, $1,200 check in the mail the next couple of weeks, if that ever goes through, cash it, use it. But that's not going to solve it. That may just help. Our government's not designed to help. And the purpose of them is not to help get you through everything. I think God designed the church to be able to have that role, to be able to have that purpose in life, that if we can bond together, we can make a difference in people's lives. And the reason we do it isn't because we're going to get paid for it. Is it because we're out doing community service and we're going to get credit for the hours and we won't have to serve a jail sentence? No. Is it because Esther's going to put my name in purple and in bold letters in the church prayer list newsletter and praise me a little bit? No. It's because we love each other. Because we love each other. I think I have a verse. 1 Corinthians 13:7, love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures all things. I have another one over here, Jeremiah 31:3. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Folks, as surely as I'm sitting here, we have a love in our church that people can't fathom that happened inside that building that used to have video games and arcade games and batting cages behind it. The love that we have is special. I love each and every one of you. I'm proud of our church family. I'm proud of how we've stuck together through some pretty hard times these last few years. And we've bonded together and we've got closer. I know on the other side of this, we're going to be even closer and we're going to be proud of how we stood up and said, Lord, there's a need. Send me. Send me. I want to be there. I want to do it. I'm not just going to sit back and go, because you can't just sit back now and go to church and sit in a chair and go, hey, bless me. You have to do it here for the time being. But let's be now the church. Let's go out and be the church and do what the church was designed to do. And that's love, support, pray, reach out, care, embrace, and help those people that need it. And just because you look good, just because you dress good, just because your hair's done, doesn't mean you don't need it. That's why I really want you to be able to let me know, let somebody know I need help, and we're going to be there. 1 Corinthians 12:27 goes like this. Together we are the body of Christ. 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. Dear friends, we're praying that all will be well with you and that your body will be as healthy as we know your soul is. 1 Corinthians 16:2. On the first day of every week, each one of you should set aside some of your money in proportion with your income and give it to you them as an offering to the Lord. We need to give, but not only money, ourselves. We need to give ourselves to the Lord. And then the last verse, and then we're going to shut her down, is Romans 8:28. All things work together for the good for those who love God and who are called according to his purpose. If there's somebody that's listening this morning, and maybe you are the son or the daughter or the aunt or the uncle that had to come over and get somebody up on the internet, and you're just sitting there in the living room waiting for it to get over so you can close their computer. So you're listening by chance. But if there's somebody this morning that's listening and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I want to let you know there is no hope for you without him. The hope is found in Jesus Christ. If you need Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I ask this morning that you just simply bow your head and say, Lord, I believe in you. I'm hearing this stuff. I don't understand it all, but I believe in you. I know I've done wrong. I know I've sinned. And I ask you to come into my life. Make me a child of yours. This is a perfect day to give your heart to Jesus Christ. If you're sitting at home and you feel like you have nothing to do and no purpose, I have something for you to do. The church has something for you to do. And that's to get on one of these teams to where you can reach out to people and just pick up the phone and call them. How are you today? Pastor Greg wanted me to call you and just ask you how you were doing. That'll give you something to do. And then reach back to me, and I promise you, you're going to be blessed like you've never been blessed before. You're going to get to meet some of the most awesome people that haven't had the physical ability to be able to get out and drive and come into our church building for years. But they're still at home. They're still getting the weekly newsletter that we mail to them every week. The church does, because they don't have a computer. There's a place for you. If you need a ministry, if you want to get involved, I encourage you to do that. I want to thank you for joining us this morning. And I know that's all I got in this sermon wise, but I do want to let you know that I believe Jack Manley and his financial peace, financial freedom course on Monday nights. You guys know what you're doing. I think you'll be doing some stuff via video and then maybe coming and watching and talking about it in some way, but Jack will reach out to you on that. If once I get able to read all these texts, I'm going to be busy for the next few minutes afterwards. I will let you know about Wednesday night. It looks like we'll probably end up doing that, but I'll for sure send out an email and have Esther reach out to those to have you join in on that. I want you to know also that tonight on BBS Radio, Sharon Sanchez is going to be with me tonight, and I'm reading her book. I'm reading her manuscript right now, and this is quite fascinating. She's from Phoenix, Arizona, and she's going to be breaking her silence tonight on the program at 8 o'clock on BBS Radio. So join us live for that. From the bottom of my heart, I hope you see my heart. I don't want to have church like this, but I've kind of enjoyed this morning. I wanted to go out and buy donuts and kolaches just to take to a building to set them out, but I missed that. I hope and pray, and I really want you to hope and pray with me that we don't have to do this over Easter. Our Easter is such an important time of our church year, and I really want to have Good Friday, Easter egg hunt, and our Sunday services in our building. I really would love to start back up the first Sunday in April and go through Easter. I really would like to do that. If we have to set up in the parking lot and have chairs separated in the social distancing that we need to, I'll think about any way we can do. But until then, we're going to be doing this again next Sunday. And I appreciate you being with me. If you have any thoughts, feel free to let me know on text. By noon, please stop texting me unless it's something important. Don't just keep, there's hundreds of texts on here. So I want to eventually be able to silence that. But for right now, the next half hour, let me know what you think. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know what team you want to be on if you want to. And let me know for sure if you have a need. May God bless you. May God give you strength. May God give you hope, because it's built on Him. Thanks for joining us this morning, and we'll talk to you soon. And appreciate you being part of the most awesome church family that I've ever had the privilege of being a part of. I love you dearly. Have an awesome day.